as many as you may recall, I traveled to Rochester, New York to celebrate the life of my godmother, Mother Apollonie Floyd Lewis. I affectionately called her Mommies, and I called her groom Papa Joe. Papa Joe passed years ago. But Mama Means and Papa Joe, they were good to me and for me. They gave me a home away from home. And the example of love towards me while I was living in Corning, New York, and would travel every weekend to go to Rochester, New York. Their love and their example of love is why I so securely believe that if it ain't love, it ain't God, because God is love. And it is in that context that the Lord helped me to even realize more so, and I share with you today, that we all we got. I certainly celebrate the women of God. But I tell you what, the women of God know about the anointed food ministry. Oh my God, Mama Delia, Mama Mees, and now my Mama Chiquita. Boy, I love them women some extra special because of the anointed food ministry. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And during my visit to Rochester, having the opportunity to reconnect with my extended circle of family and friends in the North, I began to see that even more clearly, that we all we got, and really feel that around the table when you're able to fellowship. And while I was in Rochester, it came to my attention that many of us in that circle had lost either one or both of our parents. And it struck me that in the year 2022, that it takes you back to realize that we have become the grown folks that our parents were when we were growing up in the 70s and the 80s and 90s. It'd be true that regardless of what disagreements we may have, regardless of any differences in opinions, the reality of this very moment, that even for us who are on this call right now, we're connected by the blood. We all we got this morning. And it should be so apparent to each of us that it's okay. It's okay for us to be in disagreement with one another. But it ain't okay for us to engage in mistreatment of one another. So I appreciate all of you who are on this call. Hallelujah. And I'm certain that at times we may not agree. Hallelujah. But I thank God that our disagreement has not allowed us to mistreat one another. Daddy Mac and Mama Delia will remind, and I've said this often, and it bears to be repeated now, that as a family, we may not always agree, but we can never fail to come to each other's rescue. Family, love, never fail. Love never fail. And even when we disagree and we have so-called fallen out with one another, love never fails. Because at the end of the day, glory be to God. We be all we got. Well, the last time that I was so blessed to share with each of you as a part of this body of Christ, I believe that the Lord gave me a message to share the good news that there is dignity in difference and that there is righteousness in difference. And I really didn't understand what that meant like I do now. But when you meditate on the fact that we all we got, there has to be a love between us and among us that allows 7, what. There is excellence with caring. There is excellence in yielding to each other in the spirit of grace, in the spirit of mercy, in the spirit of peace, and in the spirit of truth. As I shared with you the last time, the example of Abram's difference towards his nephew Lot becomes even more crystal clear. It is why I can see clearly now that difference, the humility to yield to each other in the beauty of holiness. Difference is absolutely needed to build family, to build community, while at the same time building faith. Family, we all react this morning. And the essence of that reality becomes even more so apparent when we lose someone like a loving parent, a wonderful spouse, a close loved one, a dear friend. It's amazing that regardless of our good jobs and our nice cars and our beautiful homes and our saving accounts and our investor portfolios, that none of those things can provide us any comfort or peace when we have lost those who we know have shown that they have loved us. I'm sure that Father Abraham understood that faith and family is everything. And I hope that this connects and resonates with all of us this morning, that faith and family is everything. Without question. I'm speaking to the ecclesia and the intelligentsia, those who are full of wisdom and full of the Holy Ghost. Without question, the two are inextricably linked and deeply interwoven in the promises of God. Faith and family is everything. We all need it. The now God spoke to a now servant and told him, I'm talking about Father Abraham, the now God spoke to a now servant and told him, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse him that curses you. And in you, Abram, in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. I'm hoping this morning, help us, Holy Ghost, that we will be able to comprehend with the mind of Christ that the now Father told the Father of now faith, that in you all families of the earth shall be blessed. Not some families, not just Hebrew families, not just African families, not just American families, but all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. As the seed of Abraham, by faith, and the seed of Christ by his cleansing and redemptive blood, we have been called to all families. We have been called not just to be blessed, but to be a blessing unto all families of the earth. There's a distinction between being blessed and being a blessing. I hope we get this. There's a difference. There's a distinction. It is in the will of God that the benefits extended unto us through salvation is not to be hoarded. Us for the building of God's kingdom. He called us out of the world not to be selfish, but to become a living sacrifice. When was the last time that we were able to bless others without thinking about ourselves? When was the last time that we engaged out in love for one another. In Genesis 12, we see God's divine calling Abram to come out of all that he knew to a better place that God would show him. And in that, God told him, I will bless you. In fact, it is written in Genesis, the 13th chapter and verse 2, that Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. So for anybody who's on the call this morning, if you are looking where to invest your money, you may want to follow Abram's example and invest in cattle, silver, and in gold. But laying that aside right now, how does a man and a woman, how does Abram and Sarah abandon the life that they had grown accustomed to and yet prosper even during transition? Between Genesis, the 12th chapter, and the 13th chapter, we see Abram and Sarah leaving their hometown, going into the land of Egypt, then coming up out of Egypt, and then leaving there to go to Bethel. But even during their transition, the promises of God could not be denied. And the word says that Abram is rich, which means, y'all, that Sarai was rich too, because Abram had it, she had it too. The twain shall be one. And I believe that the Holy Ghost had it to be quickened within our hearts and our minds that the call of God, the call of God often comes with sacrifices, tangible sacrifices, and it also comes with swift and pivotal transitions. And we've got to be of the mind frame and to be able to pivot when God calls us out into something better. I believe that God is speaking unto us even now to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Come out from among them and who is them, counselor? Who is them, preacher? Who is them, everything? Them are those places, those people, those things, those ideas, those religious practices that must be laid aside to embrace the better things of God. Too often we are holding on to outdated ways of thinking. We are holding on to impractical and perhaps even burdensome legalistic practices which hinder our ability to have life. And life more abundantly. But the word is more. Hallelujah. That's quicker me to say to the now living church to lay aside every weight and every sin that can so easily beset us drawing. How is the hour that we should lay aside feet? Lay aside the traditions of men and women. Lay aside unrewarding religious practices, lay aside fruitless and unloving religious doctrines. In the business arena, there is a term used and is described as acceptable losses. That term, acceptable losses, it basically means the employment of a particular strategy with an expectation that the outcome will outweigh the risk. Yes, listen to me. It means the employment of a particular strategy with an expectation that the outcome, hallelujah, will outweigh the risk. Look, family, when we walk by faith, hallelujah, thank God for Jesus. When we walk by faith and not by sight, we have resolved the renewing of our thought. I believe that the Lord is saying unto us in this new era of holiness to clearly see. I can see clearly now. We need to clearly see what we should let go of. And as God is giving us what we need to let go of, and sometimes who we need to let go of, we need to do so with the liberty that letting go means to let go of the handcuffs and the bondage of the past, because it is an acceptable law. God told Abram, say, get out of your country and get away from your kinsfolk and get away from your father's house and go. Get away and go into a land I will show you. Family, once you get out, once you get out, you still got to go. Once you come out from among them and be separate, that the Lord, you still gotta go. I'm reminded of the words of Paul, a man who was a murderer. Now don't forget that. Paul, before y'all start calling him an apostle, Paul was a murderer and a terrorist against the saints. But the Lord, thank God for you, he was arrested by the Lord Jesus to do a greater work. And in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, Paul shared this. And you may hear little parentheticals as I offer my own commentary. Chapter 3, beginning at verse 12, Paul says this: not that I have already attained or am already perfected, not that I'm all of that and a bag of chips, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Ooh, I like that part. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead, I press toward the goal, to the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press on that I may lay hold of that, God, for which Christ Jesus has already laid hold of me. So family, forget the past. Regardless of our past failure, I know we've been through some things. I know that we have been indicted, if you will. But, oh my God, the Lord Jesus, who is that spirit of liberty, is saying to us, forget it and go for him. Forget it and go for him. Forget the past and reach forward to the future of the high and noble calling of God in Christ Jesus. And Jesus would say this in the gospel written by physician Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Jesus is talking to Simon Peter, and he says this: Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. Jesus is talking directly to Simon, but he's talking about all of the disciples. Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. Oh, there's a desire right now, family, for Satan to sift us, to crush us out right now. So we go on to verse 32. I like this. I like the gospel of God. So Jesus says, that I have prayed for. I have prayed for you, Simon, you just call your own name, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. I know that truth is not a concept. Truth is the person of Jesus Christ, because they said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. So let the truth be told. If I be told, I have prayed for you, Peter. I prayed for you, Bobby. I prayed for you, Tina. I prayed for you, Annette. I prayed for you, Nicole. I prayed for you, Glenn. I prayed for you, Ursula. I prayed for you, Monica. I prayed for you, Reva. I prayed for you, Donovan. I prayed for you, Devin. I prayed for you. Like he prayed for me. Jesus, our high priest, our faithful intercessor, he is praying for us right now. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our infirmities, but he's praying for us. I know the thoughts that I think of you. The thoughts of peace right now. Hallelujah. He's looking beyond all of our faults, right? Because he sees our needs, and he's praying for us. Oh, God, and he is, thank God for Jesus. He is praying unto a now living God that our faith may not fail. He is teaching us this morning, I believe, fret not, forget not, faint not, and fail not. And when we have turned back, when we are converted to him, I'm not talking about converted to the church. I'm not talking about converted to the traditions of women and men. I'm talking about when we have turned back to God. Hallelujah. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. And when we have turned back, when we have converted, when we have abandoned all that we know to come into full alignment, into full agreement with God's perfect way. Oh, yeah, that's when we're going to strengthen our sisters. That's when we're going to strengthen our brothers. That's when we're going to edify one another and build up our families and build up our communities. Because we all, oh, God, we all we got. And when we have been converted, the now living God will move upon us with the power of a now living faith to get out, to get up, and to go. You're going to have to leave some people behind, but get out, get up, and go. You might have to leave family behind, but get out, get up, and go. You might have to leave that job, hallelujah, that's been holding you back, but you gotta get out, get up, and go. You might have to leave that religious bondage that you call church, but you gotta get up, hallelujah. You gotta go. It's just an acceptable loss. It's just an acceptable loss, because the Lord is reminding us, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And that Spirit is saying this morning, I got a better place for you. I got a better air for you. I got a better family for you. I got a better job for you. I got a better skillings for you. I got a better conversion for you. I got a better salvation for you. So you can strengthen your brothers and strengthen your sisters. And while we are, help us, Holy Ghost, and while we are in transition between acceptable losses and a life more abundantly, he is awakening us in this new era of glory that is great. Oh, thank God for it. That is great shall be sufficient. As we are moving from the oxymoron of being called Abraham, exalted father, but you still ain't got no children. As we're moving from the oxymoron of being Abram, exalted father, to Abraham, father of a multitude of nations, when the promise has yet to be fulfilled, all we gotta do is just let go. And then go, let go, and then go, let go, and then go. Abram, who I think Abram came to that resolution that, Lord, Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, we God. So this morning, we can let go of the past. We can let go of those who we thought, hallelujah, that we were no good in this world. We can let go of the memories that have become our enemies. We can engage in this conversion process. And if we could just grab hold like Abram, to know that we know that we know that we know that we know that greater is he. Greater is he that is in us than he or she that is in the world. If we could, like Father Abraham, just boldly come for the throne of grace and enter into the rest that has been prepared for us by our now high priest, the Son of the now living God, who is on his way to redeem his now living church, the bride of Christ. He told us that he would never leave or forsake. Shall I go? I go to prepare a place for you that where I am. There you may be also. So today, family, regardless of how we see, climb and maintain, regardless how we see, pray and praise. Regardless of what you see and what you hear, pray and worship and remain confident that we are never alone. Let's not forsake each other. And every time that we can come together to lift up the name of Jesus, let's encourage one another in the beauty of holiness. We all die while we are waiting for the soon coming King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.